A red brick walkway curves its path to Joan Chardkoff's home. On a peppery afternoon, Joan extends a welcome, accompanied by a pair of canine companions.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got to let you in without letting them out. This is Baxter, and that's Duffy.
Her dogs, Baxter and Duffy, are hopeful for a few minutes of play. She says that Baxter has been with the family for some time. Duffy arrived in 2009.
And then Duffy, we got, she was like a rescue dog after the Nashville floods, and my other daughter got her for me.
It was an uncertain future for the rescued pet from the Tennessee floods, a situation that was given direction and hope. It's the type of response Joan Chardkoff has been making for the past several years in her volunteer service. She works with area youth who are involved in family court cases through CASA, the court-appointed special advocate program. She recently received a special honor for her record of service.
I was named the Louisiana CASA Volunteer of the Year for 2011.
Joan speaks softly, humble about the recognition. Working with children has been an endeavor of Chardkoff, who grew up in Toronto, Canada. She first met her husband Richard there, and after a couple of work-related moves, including a stop in Panama, they located to Monroe, where he was hired as a professor at ULM. Joan's professional interest was also in education, teaching French. She was first employed with a private school.
Because at first there were not jobs in the parish, but I was a French teacher, and when they opened up jobs in with the elementary school, FLES, Foreign Language in the Elementary School, I was able to get a job in the parish that way.
She was pleased to see emphasis on foreign language through the Council on Development of Foreign Language, or CODAFIL, but expresses regret in the program being pulled from the school district. Since retiring, Joan has invested time in the English-speaking Union, the Wellspring, and the Monroe Garden Club. Her gardening interest is evident by the flowing herbs in a large container pot along the back patio.
I have some herbs here that are doing well for the moment, continue to do well.
But it was a fellow teacher who introduced her to the work of CASA.
I thought, well, I can do this, and you still don't realize the full scope of it until you actually do it. But it was something that I thought was needed. And it's something that I thought, well, I can do this and I can make a difference.
Joan says a CASA provides a vital role for a child going through a legal process or foster program. She's volunteered over 660 hours to CASA while driving over 1,700 miles to make appointments with the children she's worked with in the program. She feels the responsibility is great, given the child may see a number of caseworkers, attorneys, and judges, but the advocate is a source of stability.
The most satisfying thing is when you see that the children are settled, when you see that the children are in a safe place, and that you've made a difference in what happens in their lives.
As part of being recognized as the state's Child Advocate of the Year, Chardkoff recently traveled to the National Convention in Washington, D.C. She says it was a wonderful experience, learning about the importance of the program and meeting others who are meeting needs in their community. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.